Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A cinematic hoax. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
In 1982, Chuck Ross attempted a curious experiment that would later become a minor legend in Hollywood circles. Frustrated by the notion that many studio executives and literary agents never actually read the screenplays they received, Ross set out to prove a point. His method was both bold and deceptively simple. He retyped the screenplay for Casablanca, the 1942 film widely regarded as one of the greatest movies of all time, word for word, under the fake title Everybody Comes to Rick's, which was the name of the unproduced play that originally inspired the film. Ross sent this newly disguised classic to various agents and studios, curious to see if anyone would recognize it. He retyped the script, renamed Rick's sidekick from Sam to Dooley, after Dooley Wilson, who portrayed the character, and submitted it to 217 agencies under the name of a supposed unknown writer, Eric Demos. The result. Out of the 217 agencies Ross submitted the script to, 90 returned it as unread. The reasons: they don't take unsolicited material, others weren't accepting new clients, and a few of them were no longer in business. 7 agencies never replied at all, and 18 scripts were apparently lost in the mail. Only 33 agencies recognized the screenplay. Alan Green of the Gage Group responded with, "Unfortunately, I've seen this picture before, 147 times to be exact." 8 agencies noted similarities to Casablanca, but didn't realize it was Casablanca. 38 agencies claimed to have read the script, but still rejected it. In other words, most of the agencies that actually read it didn't recognize it and didn't consider it worth representing.
They should all be fired. Casablanca is such an iconic movie.
But I think 1982, people were like, Blade Runner.
Yeah, I get that. This person didn't change it that much. No. That's the thing. And you should be able to recognize
some names and a title.
Best films of all film history.
Some of the feedback Ross received included, "I think you just need to rework it. You have excessive dialogue at times. To bridge the gap between talented writer, which you now are, and professional writer, which is yet to come, you need professional help. I could recommend a literary surgeon, but are you ready to accept the professional help?"
Wow, selling some shit to this guy who just sent you Casablanca.
If you're a screenwriter, and you know maybe some people are, or you know we've known so many, you wonder who's actually reading it, and if they are, who is going to be like, you know, if you go to an agency and you're like, "Here's my headshots," you're like, "You know what? You need new headshots. Yeah. I have just the person for you."
Interesting. I know. It's also weird because I know a lot of people that read these scripts, especially at this time, and now as well, are their interns. They're doing coverage. But even they should know because they're closer to being out of film school, theoretically, and should have also a language of film and a knowledge.
There's iconic dialogue in there, too.
Yeah, I mean,
you could read one line and be like,
truly, it's a very thinly veiled same script.
I think the dialogue could have been sharper and the plot tended to ramble. It could have been tighter with a clearer through line. "I gave you 5 pages to grab me. Didn't do it."
Wow.
Embarrassing, right?
All y'all should quit. Yeah.
"Too much dialogue, not enough exposition. The storyline was weak and didn't hold my interest. Storyline is too thin. Too much dialogue for the amount of action. Not enough highs and lows. I'm on cocaine right now," 1782.
Yeah, exactly.
"I strongly recommend you leaf through Screenplay by Sid Field, especially the section on dialogue. This book might help give your script the professional polish it needs."
Wow. I love how they think that they're being helpful when it's just so condescending to begin with.
"Perhaps most surprising, 3 agencies expressed interest in representing the script. One representative from Lil Cucumber Attractions even asked Ross who he envisioned playing the role of Rick. Ross answered, 'Humphrey Bogart.' And the rep replies, 'I mean, someone available now.' Ross replied, 'Somebody like Bogart.'"
Little Cucumber, where are they now?
Finally, 6 months after initially ignoring the submission, the Irv Schechter Company contacted Ross asking if they could pass the script to a literary agent to explore the possibility of turning it into a novel. Ross's experiment led him to conclude that many film agents struggle to recognize even the most famous of scripts or quality writing, and that the unknown writers face steep odds in getting their work noticed.
This is in 1982, people. The gatekeepers don't know shit.
And even 10 years later, nothing's changed.